basically the Waste Club, the large beverage container, beverage manufacturers, and there's a number of them in Australia, have staunchly opposed these type of schemes, and they've got a large amount of influence over governments of both colours, and effectively they've blocked any move to bring in these type of schemes, because they would prefer to use, in the case of glass, mine new areas of sand for creating glass because it's cheaper. Mm. And basically what the extended producer responsibility schemes do, it puts an onus on the manufacturer to make sure that its product is recyclable and recycled, and takes the onus. Currently the cost is on ratepayers and local governments. That's where most of the cost is borne by recycling, and there is unfortunately in some of the products a cost deterrent to ensuring recycling. And our current system of at-home recycling is very good and probably one of the better ones around the world. But what we do know is that the away-from-home recycling rates are very low, and we also know that beverage containers have a very long life in the environment, so they sit on the roadsides or in the waterways or along our pristine natural beaches for a long period of time, and they stay there forever, creating a waste problem. So if we can get that product out, there's a number of benefits. So the more of those products that we can recycle, there's a greenhouse gas benefit in that, because it costs a lot more energy to produce new products than it does to recycle, and also reduces it out of our waste. And as you indicated, in South Australia, what we do know in South Australia, there's a lot of community groups and scout groups and small clubs that use this as a fundraising drive. Mm-hmm. And so there's a real incentive for those groups and people who aren't interested in doing themselves will donate them to the local scout group or the local football club or junior football club or whatever. And what that does is it provides them an activity that generates money.